You know, we don't have time on the Blacklands Cafe to hear all of every conversation, and some interesting bits get left out. So now and again, it's interesting to hear some of those scraps. Jim Ainsworth is having a launch party for his new novel, Circle of Hurt, next Tuesday evening at the A&M Commerce Alumni Center, but he's also releasing another book at the same time. Now, there's a companion book that goes with this called Believing in a Grand Thing, and you're kind of bringing these out at the same time. This is a very slim volume, but basically you're bringing them out at the same time.
Yes, and in fact, I'm going to give away Believing in a Grand Thing for everybody who purchases Circle of Hurt. This is a stories of faith and written from a layman's perspective, but I quote a lot of the greatest Christian writers and apologists, I think, or at least some of the greatest, and how I came to believe and the meandering path I took. And it's based on a childhood that full of hardship, let's say.
Yeah. The launch party is from 5 to 8 p.m. Tuesday evening at the Alumni Center. Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville is a regular guest. She tells us about a contest being presented by the W. Walworth Harrison Public Library in Greenville. I see the W. Walworth Harrison Public Library has a photographic scavenger hunt going on.
I think that sounds like so much fun. The idea is to get people looking around Greenville and appreciating the history. And you stop by the library and you can pick up a list that gives you all of the different clues, and then you use your cell phone and you snap pictures as you get to the different sites where you think is where the clues lead you. Go back to the library and scroll through your phone and show them all the pictures you've taken. And if you're right, then you're eligible for the prizes.
Fantastic. And this is going on through
I think it's the end of the month, isn't it?
It is. It goes through late into to March.
Right. So I think it's March 31st. You can go, if you'll go to the library's Facebook page.
So that'll get people moving around Greenville and having their eyes open. And
I hope so.
And also maybe a little bit more aware of the library, which would be a good thing. We had Diana Hines on the cafe recently. She's the director of the A&M Commerce Writing Center and serves on the board of the Commerce Public Library. Diana talked with us about the GED program at the library. You say this, and it's obvious that it's true, that it opens the gate for people who otherwise would not have a high school degree. Do you have some examples of just anecdotal tales of how people have benefited from this in the past?
Well, we do have a former truck driver who comes to the library and is trying to reinvent himself. You know, he can't drive a truck anymore because of his vision. His vision is failing. So he is one of the folks we hope to be able to reach through this program. Outgoing, intelligent, all of that. And we do think that for people who have a desire to move up a little bit and to try a different job, that this is going to be very helpful for them.
Can people jump in basically at any time, start at any time?
Yes. We have 6 licenses that are available at any one time. So if one student completes the program, another one can swoop in. So we need to get folks to just get their names on the list, and they are there on the waiting.
Byron Chitwood is a Hunt County Master Gardener. We had him on recently to talk about spring gardening. He's a big fan of planting potatoes.
You know, I'd like to tell you just a little bit about potatoes.
All right.
And this is part of being a master gardener is we are teachers. So we do a lot of research to write articles for the newspaper. And potatoes have a real fascinating history.
Mm-hmm.
They've discovered in remains of potatoes in early settlements in South America that date back maybe 13,000 years ago when the early Clovis-type people migrated throughout the Americas.
Of course, my family came from Ireland, and there's the whole history there of the potato famine and the dependence on the potato there in that country. Yeah.
If they grew a variety of potato called the lumpar, L-U-M-P-A-R, and this potato was produced the most per plant of any one, but they were watery, mushy, and then the blight struck, and it did it. It That's all they planted in this country. They wiped them out. Literally, people starved
in Ireland
to death by the millions.
Right.
And that opened the door up to the New World for the Irish to immigrate to this country. And we have some great Irishmen in our history, like Ronald Reagan and
John F. Kennedy. Just a few. Thanks to Jim, Diana, Pud, and Byron for sitting down with us at the Blacklands Cafe. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.